Mayor and Chicago City Council vote to nix measure to ask voters about keeping sanctuary city status. By Warner Todd Houston on December 15, 2023. The Chicago City Council, led by far-left Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson, has formally voted not to allow residents to decide whether the city should remain a sanctuary city by nixing the question from the upcoming 2024 ballot. During a special meeting on Thursday, the council voted 31-16 against allowing the ballot measure to appear before the voters, according to MACTV. The ballot measure would have asked residents if they want to put an end to the sanctuary city status that has been in place in one form or another in the city since 1985. Chicago's Sanctuary City Ordinance, also known as the Welcoming City Policy, maintains in part that the city must ensure undocumented residents are not prosecuted solely due to their immigration status. The ordinance allows children of illegals to get free education without satisfying medical records policies, and allows illegals to access city services and funding. Ray Lopez, the alderman for the 15th Ward, was a proponent of the now-defeated measure. "I think it's absolutely imperative we give voters the opportunity to have their view on this subject heard, especially when we're talking about spending $255 million this year alone to take care of 20,000 migrants," Lopez said. The discussion over the ballot measure has been reverberating in the council chambers for more than a month. During a November 7 meeting of the Rules Committee, Alderman Anthony Beal, 9th Ward, had attempted to get approval for the ballot measure but was shot down by allies of the mayor. The mayor tried to massage the issue to make it look like he was satisfying the opposition with a replacement question, reading, "Should the city of Chicago impose reasonable limits on the city's providing resources for migrant sheltering, such as funding caps and shelter occupancy time limits, if necessary to prevent a substantial negative impact on Chicago's current residents?" That, though, did not satisfy council members, who wanted a straight question put to voters on whether to end or keep sanctuary city policies. With the city swamped by more than 20,000 illegals since last year, many residents of both the Black and the established Hispanic communities are feeling that their resources, funding, and services are being canceled so the money that would have gone to their community can be redirected to the flood of illegals. While Mayor Johnson has been shoveling untold millions to give free housing, clothing, food, education, legal services and medical care to the border crossers, he has also steadfastly refused to report exactly how much he is spending on these policies. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.